Graduation season begins for you when you get an email, perhaps from academic records, reminding you that it's time to apply for graduation. Perhaps you go see an advisor to make sure that you have actually met all the requirements that you hope that you have met. Well, graduation season begins for me when I receive a list of the names of prospective graduates, right? Your names. And I pretty quickly click on that list. And if I'm really honest with you, the first thing I'm looking for are all the names that are really going to challenge my Deep South infused diction to pronounce correctly. It's a challenge that's a part of the job. But as I'm looking over the list and I begin to see your names, of course, I cannot help but think about the fact that what is represented is so many of you that all of us have grown to know and love over the past several years, who will now be moving on into the next season of life, moving away from us to follow God's call on you for the rest of your life. And graduates, I just want to tell you from the heart this morning that I have great confidence in all that the Lord is going to do through you and in you for this next season. Because in His kindness, I've had the privilege of seeing so many things that He has done in you and through you during this season. And so I want to offer a few brief words of encouragement with an eye to the future, but words that are grounded in the things that I know to be true of you today. And I think that's the kind of encouragement that we get from Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 6. When the author writes, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for He has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we can confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" So my first encouragement to you this morning comes directly from 13:1, when the author writes, "Let brotherly love continue." I can't really think of a more fitting phrase to encourage a graduating class from Boyce College with. I'm not exactly sure whose idea it was to give the dean of Boyce College an office that gives me windows to see all the way from the Mullins courtyard down here. Since it was a good idea, I'm going to assume it was Dr. Moeller's idea. But what I have observed from my office and from so many other vantage points is that you have poured your lives into this place and into so many other places, building a community that is remarkable in the way it expresses the genuine love of Christ for others. And it's extended well beyond just this school. It's extended into the community, certainly into your local churches. Boyce College is a unique place. Not many deans get emails from students inviting them to join them to go sing Christmas carols in nursing homes. Right? It just doesn't happen in a lot of places. And that's just one example of so many that I could give of how I have seen brotherly love manifest itself in this place in such a powerful way. And so my first appeal to you is just to let that brotherly love continue. Now, my second encouragement that I'm grounding in verses 4 and 5 is to keep contending for the permanent things. right? To keep contending for the permanent things. This campus is rare in that we teach and uphold God's plan and vision for the created order. And it's unique in that we have students who rejoice in those things. Whereas most colleges and most campuses are seeking to desecrate such things and to flout God's vision for human flourishing, you are valuing and upholding those things. That's what I've observed. Now, the particular example in Hebrews here is marriage. Some of you have been married for a bit. Some of you have been married less than a week. Some of you, that's still some ways off. But of course, you don't have to be married to uphold and value something like marriage. And in fact, this is representing something far deeper. It is meant to remind us that we have a wonderful Creator who has created this world in a particular way that leads to His glory and our good. And you have grounded yourself in that vision. You have grounded yourself in those beliefs. And as you move forward, let me encourage you to contend for such things, to uphold marriage in honor. It won't always be easy, both in a personal level and in a societal level, but it will always lead to what's good and right for yourself and those around you. Now, we also read here that we're to keep our lives free from the love of money. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not telling you not to make money. You're finishing college. You're moving into a career. Part of that is actually earning a living, and we want you to make money. We want you to have successful careers. In fact, I want some of you to make a lot of money. And I want you to call me and say, Dr. Bruce, I actually have more money than I need, and I would love to endow a chair after my favorite professor. I will be happy to take that call. I want you to make money. I just don't want you to love money. I want you to love something far more permanent than that. I want you to love Jesus. Paul says, indeed, I count everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Make money. Pursue a successful career. Use all those things in righteous ways. But more than that, it's the eternal triune God that is the most permanent. Love Him. Put Christ first. Value the permanent things. And my third and final encouragement is similar. Just keep trusting the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. At the end of verse 5 in this passage, we're reminded that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. In verse 6, we read that the Lord is our helper. For some of you, these past few years have been some of the smoothest you'll ever have in your life. For other of you, they've been the most difficult years you might ever have. Whatever your experience, you have still learned that the Lord is our helper, that the Lord is our strength and our shield, that He is the one who comes to us in a time of need, and that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So keep on trusting Him. He is worthy, and He is faithful. As I've thought about this class in particular over the past few weeks, my mind, for some reason, has been drawn back to one of my favorite moments in Tolkien's The Hobbit. Some of you are probably familiar with it. It's in that first chapter when the party is coming together in the Shire. And the dwarves are beginning to question why Gandalf has chosen Bilbo the Hobbit to be that final member of the team that will go on this great adventure. And Gandalf, of course, who is so wise, tells them, there's a lot more in him than you guess, and a deal more than he has any idea of himself. Friends, as we are at this commencement, celebrating you're embarking on a new journey, on a new step in your life, I want to say to the world, there's a lot more in these graduates than you may guess. And I want to say to you, there's a deal more within you than you may have any idea of yourselves. Let brotherly love continue. Keep contending for the permanent things. Always trust the Lord. And we'll meet again when earthly labors are complete. And it's only in that fullness that we will come to know what the Lord plans to do in you and through you. But trust me, it's a great deal more than you have any idea of yourselves. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the men and women who are represented here in this graduating class of 2026. I thank you for the privilege that Boyce College and Southern Seminary has had, and those of us who serve here, to be in the lives of these men and women. And Father, I pray that you would guide them, protect them, and lead them for the rest of their lives, that they might trust in you, and that you might use them in powerful ways. Be with them, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.